Good Monday. Today is November the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the USDA's November 1st Cattle on Feed Report came out on Friday. Interesting, as we look at feed numbers up just slightly from a year ago at nearly 12 million head. We're going to dig into all the details coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The USDA's November 1st Cattle on Feed Report making agricultural headlines today. Now, this came out on Friday, the actual report. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 12 million head on November 1st of this year. The inventory was slightly above what it was just a year ago, according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Report. Now, placements in feedlots during October totaled 2.29 million head, that 5% above 2023, and net placements were at 2.23 million head. During October, placements of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds, those were 585,000 head, while the 600 to 699 pound animals were 480,000 head. The 700 to 799 pounders were 490,000 head. The 800 to 899 pounders were at 436,000 head, while the 900 to 999 pounders were at 215,000 head, and those 1,000 pounds or greater came in at 80,000 head with that number. So marketing of fed cattle during October totaled 1.85 million head, that being 5% above where it was just a year ago. Now, other disappearances totaled 55,000 head during October, and that was unchanged, basically the same as it was last year. Now, Friday's November 1st Cattle on Feed report came in almost identical to how the pre-report estimates were figured, with only minor changes being in the placement data. It was revealing to see the total on-feed numbers were less than a percentage point greater than last year's totals at 11.986 million head, and it's worth noting that there have only been three times since 2015 that the on-feed totals for November 1st have exceeded 11.9 million head. That was in 2020, 2023, and now this year in 2024. But in understanding the drought situation in the countryside, an increase in placements, which consequently affects the total number of cattle on feed nationwide, does make sense. There wasn't one single state listed on the total on feed inventory list that did not have either steady on feed numbers compared to a month ago or greater on feed totals. The states that saw the greatest month over month increase for on feed cattle totals were Colorado, Minnesota, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Washington. And when you look at the placement data, there wasn't one single weight group that didn't see greater placements than compared to a year ago. But when compared to the last month's placement data, there were more lighter weight feeders placed than those weighing 800 pounds or more. Now, Friday's cattle on feed report will likely be viewed as neutral to traders. And given the fact that the market's fundamentals and technical support is so strong right now, shouldn't make a big difference. There is a chance that traders might find it to be slightly bearish simply because the actual placement data is greater than was originally assumed. But as was mentioned, believing the supportive nature of the market's fundamentals, that will encourage traders to look beyond that slight difference. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
In other agricultural headlines, most average retail fertilizer prices continue to be higher than they were a month ago during the second week of November. That, according to the DTN survey, for the second week in a row, prices for seven of the eight major fertilizers were up from last month, while the price of the remaining fertilizer was down. Now, once again, no fertilizer did see any substantial moves. The seven fertilizers that were slightly more expensive included DAP, which had an average price of $740 a ton. MAP was at $811 a ton, while urea was at $498 a ton. 1034-0 came in at $607 a ton, while anhydrous ammonia was at $711 a ton. UAN-28 was at $323 a ton, with UAN-32 at $364 a ton. Now, there was one fertilizer that was slightly less expensive. That was potash. That had an average retail price of $443 a ton. That was actually down $8 from the previous month. month. Now, if we break all this down on a price per pound nitrogen unit, the average urea price was 54 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous was 43 cents per pound. UAN 28 was 58 cents per pound. And UAN 32 was 57 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now, looking back a year ago, all fertilizers except for two are lower compared to what they were 1 year ago. MAP is 1% higher, while DAP is 3% more expensive than it was last year at this time. But the remaining six fertilizers are lower than they were a year ago. Both 10-34-0 and UAN 28 are now 10% less expensive than last year. Urea, potash, UAN 32 are all 13% lower, and anhydrous ammonia is now 14% less expensive compared to last year. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.